Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers, you're invited to the 12th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, Saturday, April 20th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 700 head, including 151 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. You can download the sale catalog online and see videos at ExpressRanches.com. Call for more information, 405-350-0044. Express Ranches, Grass Time Sale. OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
Well, the cattle futures market today ended up steady on the front end of the feeder cattle, but out in August, we made new contract highs again today at 160.25, up $1.10. That was about 27 off the highs from earlier in the day, but a really strong summer contracts out there. Boxed beef at midday continued to surge higher. It was $1.12 higher on choice at 232.10. That's the highest we've been since May 21st of 2018. So quite a surge here. And if you go back and look at the lows set at about October of 18, we've rallied nearly $30 a hundred on the box beef on choice. So quite a good rally there. Select has rallied as well. Select is about $2.2155, up 33 cents, and it's the highest it's been since 2017. So overall, the box beef market's really picked up. Choice select spread at midday was $10.55. The feeder cattle index is 143.46, up 47 yesterday. So a little bit of a discount there to the April feeders, as we've got about 2 weeks till that thing winds down. And then the hogs today finished lower. Maize were down $1.52 at 88.52. August is still over 100 at 101. 45, but the hog volatility is still there as much as it ever has been.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, it's your Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, April 18th, live from Fort Worth on Dish Network, Satellite 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time. 45,000 head of cattle this week, 10,400 yearling steers, 6,700 yearling heifers, 13,250 weaned calves, and 13,825 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Today's grain market was pretty disappointing across the board. We had corn down 4 cents, soybeans 10 to 11 lower, Chicago wheat down about 15 cents, Kansas City down 11 cents. It looks like overall improving long-term forecast for the corn and bean planting season puts the prime planting out to May 1st to May 10th. Normally up in the north, they start at the end of April, so it is going to be delayed slightly, so that could make some issues longer term, but the weather forecast right now looks to be getting better. And also the wheat is reacting to the same thing as global weather in Russia and European Union. Really everywhere we grow wheat around the world is improving, and that's weighing on the prices here. The U.S. also has missed out on a pretty big Morocco tender this morning of $363,000. It looks like that's going to be directly purchased from the European Union. So that's a little bit negative regarding the wheat. July, Kansas City made new contract lows this morning. It went through the 427 level setback in March. So it's made new lows. It's also below all the critical moving averages. So that opens the door for more lower prices due to the fact that these trend followers will just continue to add to that short wheat position. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.